Welcome to the Microgreens World Podcast.
Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're tackling the world of microgreens.
But not just growing them.
Yeah. We're talking about the business side of things, building a microgreens business that lasts.
That's right.
And to help us out, we've got this awesome guide called Build a Sustainable Microgreens Business.
First Year Essentials.
Yeah, First Year Essentials.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guide is packed with insights from, get this, 500 successful microgreens ventures.
So we're talking real-world strategies here, stuff that's actually worked for people.
Exactly. No theory, just straight-up actionable advice.
And one of the things that really struck me about this guide is how it defines sustainability.
Oh, yeah. How so?
And it goes beyond just being eco-friendly.
Okay.
It's about creating a business that can truly thrive long-term.
So it's about building a business that's built to last.
Exactly. A business with a really solid foundation.
And speaking of foundations, the guide identifies three key pillars for a sustainable microgreens business.
Operational efficiency, financial resilience, and market adaptability.
It's like a three-legged stool, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You need all three for the business to stay balanced and strong.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting is that the guide highlights how businesses that use systematic approaches.
Systematic?
Yeah, like having set processes and using data to make decisions.
Okay.
So those businesses that use those approaches for production, finances, and marketing,
mm-hmm.
they actually see a 42% higher survival rate.
Wow.
It's not just about passion or gut feeling. You need to be smart about it.
That makes a lot of sense. So data really does matter.
It really does.
Awesome. Well, let's dive into those pillars, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay, so first up, we have operational efficiency.
Right.
Now, this is all about maximizing quality while minimizing waste.
Right? Exactly. It's like making sure your entire operation runs smoothly, like a well-oiled machine.
And a big part of that is quality control, I imagine.
Absolutely. Think about it. If you're consistently delivering top-notch microgreens,
your customers are going to be happy.
Exactly. And happy customers are more likely to keep coming back for more.
Makes perfect sense. And I bet the guide has some data on that.
It does. It actually states that businesses with strong quality control see a whopping 63% higher customer retention rate.
Wow, 63%.
That's huge.
That's massive. So quality isn't just a nice thing to have. It's crucial for business.
Absolutely. And there's another benefit. They also have 45% fewer complaints to deal with.
Oh, that's got to be a relief.
Less stress, more time to focus on actually growing the business.
Yeah, makes sense. Now, another key aspect of operational efficiency has to do with scalability, right?
You got it.
Your systems need to be able to grow with your business.
Right. So in the beginning, you might be using simple spreadsheets and checklists.
Mm-hmm.
But as you expand, you might need more sophisticated tools. Even AI systems down the line.
AI for microgreens.
It's becoming more common than you'd think.
Wow, that's cutting edge.
It is. And the guide even mentions that while those advanced systems may require a higher initial investment.
You end up saving money in the long run.
Exactly. They can lead to a 65% reduction in operational costs as you scale up.
Okay, so invest in efficient systems early on and it'll pay off later.
Mm.
Smart move.
Yeah.
What else does the guide say about operational efficiency?
It really stresses the importance of standardized procedures.
For every step.
Every single step of the process. From seeding and growing to harvesting and packaging.
Okay.
Consistency is key.
Yeah.
You want every tray of microgreens leaving your facility to meet those same high standards.
It's like having a recipe for success, but for microgreens.
Exactly. And having those systems in place not only ensures consistent quality,
but also makes it easier to scale up production without sacrificing those standards.
Precisely. So you've got the operational side covered. Now let's shift gears to the second pillar, financial resilience.
All right, financial resilience, bring it on.
Get this. 73% of microgreens business founders wish they had priced their products differently at launch.
Ouch. That's got to sting.
Yeah, pricing is crucial to get right from the start.
Absolutely. So what's the key takeaway here?
The guide emphasizes that it's not about undercutting the competition to gain market share.
Right.
It's about knowing your true costs and setting profit margins that support sustainable growth.
Because a lot of new businesses fall into that trap, right?
You do, yeah. Thinking they need to be the cheapest option to attract customers.
But that can backfire so quickly.
It can. If you're not making enough profit, you can't reinvest in the business.
Or even pay yourself a decent wage.
Exactly. So the guide really stresses understanding your expenses.
From seed to supplies to packaging, everything.
Everything. And then factoring those costs into your pricing.
So no more guessing games when it comes to finances.
Right. You need a solid plan.
Absolutely. Mm. And the big part of that plan is having a handle on your cash flow.
Yes. You need to be tracking your expenses.
Forecasting revenue, making sure there's a buffer for unexpected challenges.
Exactly. Ideally, you'd maintain at least 3 months worth of working capital.
As a safety net.
Exactly.
And speaking of unexpected challenges, wouldn't diversifying your income streams also play into financial resilience?
It absolutely does. And the guide actually highlights that businesses with multiple income streams are 76% more likely to survive during market downturns or any unexpected events.
That's a huge advantage.
It is.
So don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
Smart advice.
Yeah.
So what are some examples of these diverse income streams?
Well, the guide mentions several strategies, like offering seasonal varieties of microgreens to capitalize on those different tastes and trends throughout the year. Another option is to start a subscription service.
Ooh, subscriptions. I like that.
It's a great way to secure that recurring revenue and build a loyal customer base.
Makes sense. People love convenience.
Yeah. And the data actually shows that subscription services can boost those repeat purchases by like 31%.
31%. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid strategy.
It is. And it probably provides some stability for the business too, knowing those orders are coming in.
Oh, absolutely. Especially during slower months.
Makes sense. What other ideas does the guide suggest?
Well, partnering with local businesses is another good one.
Okay, like restaurants?
Restaurants, yeah. Or maybe even like health food stores.
I see that working really well.
Yeah, you could supply them with fresh microgreens on a regular basis.
And that creates a more predictable revenue stream for you.
Exactly.
So to recap, for financial resilience, we're talking about pricing strategically, managing cash flow well, and diversifying income streams.
You got it. And all these principles, you know, they're backed by data from hundreds of successful businesses.
That's reassuring.
It really is. It's like a blueprint for success.
Awesome. Well, we've covered operational efficiency, financial resilience, and now we're on to the third pillar, market adaptability.
This is where things get really interesting.
Oh, I'm excited. I have a feeling this is going to be good.
Yeah, market adaptability is all about being flexible and responsive to change.
Okay.
It's about understanding your customers and adapting to those emerging trends.
So you can't just have a rigid plan and stick to it no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. The market is constantly changing. New trends, new competitors. You got to be able to adjust.
Makes sense. Yeah. So how does this market adaptability play out in the real world? Like, what are some specific strategies the guide recommends?
One of the most important is focusing on customer retention.
Keep those existing customers happy.
Yeah, it's much easier than constantly chasing new ones.
It's like they say, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Exactly. And the guide actually states that acquiring a new customer can be like 5 to 25 times more expensive than retaining an existing one.
Whoa, that's a big difference.
It is.
So yeah, focusing on customer relationships is definitely key.
And how do you do that?
Yeah.
By delivering high-quality microgreens consistently.
Oh, right, quality always wins.
Remember that statistic we talked about earlier? 84% of buyers choosing suppliers based on quality and reliability over price.
Yeah. I remember that.
It just shows you how important it is to build that reputation.
People want to know they can trust you to deliver a great product every time.
Exactly. And beyond just delivering that quality, it's crucial to really understand your target market.
I'm not trying to be everything to everyone.
Right. The guide actually states that businesses with clearly defined target markets are 58% more likely to be profitable long term.
Wow, 58%. That's significant.
It is.
So it's about niche marketing, right?
Yeah. Like, for example, let's say you're in an area with a lot of health conscious people.
Mm.
You might focus on offering more nutrient rich varieties.
Okay. Yeah.
Highlighting their health benefits in your marketing.
Partnering with health food stores.
Exactly. So you see how understanding your target market informs every aspect of your business.
It totally does.
Yeah.
So once you've identified that target market and you've built those relationships, how do you maintain them?
Well, that's where having a systematic approach to sales and marketing comes in.
Okay, I'm listening.
The guide suggests implementing things like CRM systems.
CRM, what's that stand for again?
Customer relationship management.
Okay, customer relationship management. And what do those systems do?
It's basically a central hub for all your customer interactions.
Ah, I see. So you can keep track of everything in one place.
Exactly. Their contact info, order history, preferences.
So it's like a super advanced Rolodex, but digital.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What are the benefits of using a CRM?
Well, for one, they can help automate your follow-up communication.
So you're not manually emailing everyone.
Exactly. It can also help personalize your marketing messages.
Okay.
Identify potential sales opportunities.
And just generally give you a deeper understanding of your customers.
Exactly. And help streamline your sales processes, track your progress over time. Really valuable tool.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Especially as your business grows.
Right.
What other strategies does the guide recommend for market security?
Well, consistent communication is key.
Okay.
You want to stay top of mind with your customers.
So they don't forget about you.
Exactly. Whether it's through regular emails, social media, or even handwritten notes.
Oh, handwritten notes. That's a nice touch.
It is. The guide also highlights the importance of tracking key metrics.
Like what?
Things like customer retention rates, conversion rates.
Just to clarify, retention rate is the percentage of customers who keep coming back. Right.
Yes.
And conversion rate is how many people actually make a purchase after visiting your website or seeing an ad.
That's right.
Okay, got it.
And then there's also the lifetime value of a customer.
That sounds interesting. What is that exactly?
It's basically a measure of how much revenue you can expect from one customer.
Over their entire time as a customer.
Exactly.
So it's not just about making one sale. It's about building those long-term relationships.
Exactly.
I like it. And by tracking these metrics, you can see what's working and what's not.
Exactly. And you can use that data to improve your strategies.
Makes sense. So data plays a huge role in building a successful microgreens business.
It really does. It's essential for any business, really.
Especially in a market like this, right?
Especially in a market like this, yeah, where things are changing so quickly.
Okay, so we've talked about the three pillars: operational efficiency, financial resilience, and market adaptability.
We have.
But what about potential pitfalls?
Yes.
I bet the guide mentions some common challenges.
It does, and it highlights a rather alarming statistic.
Oh.
Something like 45% of microgreens startups struggle to achieve profitability.
In their first year.
In their first year, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is.
So what are some of those common pitfalls?
Well, the guide breaks down the challenges into three categories: resource misallocation, market misalignment, and operational inefficiency.
Okay, let's start with resource misallocation. What does that mean?
Well, a common mistake is overspending on equipment or technology.
Before you really need it.
Yeah, before the business is ready. You know, that fancy automated bro system might be tempting.
But it's not always necessary.
Exactly. You need to be strategic with your investments. Prioritize the essentials first.
Build that strong foundation.
Exactly. Then you can gradually scale up.
Okay, makes sense. And what about market misalignment? What are the pitfalls there?
One of the biggest is trying to appeal to too broad of a market.
Ah, right. We talked about that. Niche marketing is key.
It is. Trying to be everything to everyone just doesn't work.
You end up being a jack of all trades, master of none.
Exactly. So narrow your focus. Understand the specific needs of your target audience.
It's like using a fishing rod with the right bait.
Perfect analogy.
Okay, and then the other pitfall was not getting the pricing right.
Oh, yeah. Remember those 73% of founders?
Wishing they had done things different.
Exactly. So yeah, finding that sweet spot is crucial. Pricing competitively while still ensuring you're making a profit, it is. And the guide stresses the importance of having like a dynamic pricing strategy.
Okay, dynamic. Meaning it changes.
Exactly. It needs to account for your production costs,
yep,
your target market, even things like seasonal changes in demand.
So you're constantly evaluating and making adjustments.
Right. Don't be afraid to tweak your prices to maintain those healthy profit margins.
Okay. Good advice.
Mm.
Now, what about that third category, operational inefficiency?
Right.
This is where things like inconsistent production, maybe quality control slip-ups come into play.
Exactly. The guide highlights the need for, you know, standardized procedures.
For everything.
For every step of the way. Seeding, growing, harvesting, packaging. Every tray of microgreens that goes out needs to meet those high standards.
Consistency is key. People want to know what they're getting.
Exactly. Mm. And this is where investing in those efficient systems really helps.
But the ones we talked about before.
Yeah. Automated irrigation, climate control, those data-driven monitoring tools.
Okay.
That way you can catch problems before they get too big.
So it's about being proactive rather than reactive. This has been so insightful. We've covered the three pillars, the common pitfalls. We've talked about data, systems.
It's a lot to consider.
It is. But where do we go from here?
Well, that's where the guide's insights on the path forward come in.
The path forward.
Okay. And it's all about having a plan, a strategic roadmap.
To guide you towards success.
Exactly. Because the guide really emphasizes achieving sustainability isn't just luck.
Yeah.
It's about proven methods, tracking your progress.
Gotcha.
And it outlines five key areas to focus on: production scaling, market expansion, operational efficiency, financial optimization, and team development.
Okay, so it's taking a holistic approach.
Yeah.
I'm glad they included team development in there because a strong team is so important.
It really is. And for each of these areas, the guide stresses the importance of tracking specific metrics.
Metrics, okay.
Key performance indicators, or KPIs.
KPIs, all right. Can you give us some examples?
Sure. So for production, it might be your germination rates.
How many seeds actually sprout?
Right, or your yield per square foot.
So how much you're producing in a given area.
Exactly. For marketing, you might track customer acquisition costs.
How much it costs to get a new customer.
Yeah.
Or conversion rates.
How many people buy something after seeing your ad, for example.
That's it. And for finances, it could be your profit margins.
Or your operating expenses as a percentage of revenue.
Yeah, there are tons of different metrics you can track.
So it's about identifying the numbers that matter for your business.
Exactly.
And tracking them over time to see how you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the guide highlights how businesses that monitor these KPIs, they can actually reduce costs by up to 35%.
Whoa, 35%? That's huge.
It is. And they can significantly improve their efficiency overall.
That's pretty compelling. What other benefits does the guide mention?
Well, aside from cost reduction, tracking those metrics helps you identify trends early on.
Okay, like what kind of trends?
It could be anything. You know, noticing a shift in what microgreens people prefer, or maybe spotting a potential problem in your growing conditions before it impacts the whole crop.
Exactly. You can also use that data to see which products are most profitable, which marketing channels work best.
So you're making data-driven decisions.
All the time.
It's like having a crystal ball.
In a way, yeah.
So data really is the secret weapon for sustainable growth.
It's a powerful tool. And the guide stresses the importance of integrating all your systems.
So all that data works together.
That's right. It paints a complete picture of your business.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've covered so much. The three pillars, the pitfalls, the data, the systems.
It's a lot to digest.
It is. But for anyone listening who's ready to start or grow their microgreens business, what's the key takeaway?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to remember that building a sustainable business isn't about luck. It's about systems, diligence, and adapting to the market.
It's a journey.
It is.
And those businesses that monitor those KPIs and have diverse income streams, they're three times more likely to be successful long term.
That's right.
That's a statistic worth remembering.
It is. And while it's true that a lot of small businesses fail, those who use data and proven strategies,
they have a much better chance.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I have a final thought for our listeners.
Go ahead.
What one system could you implement this week to make your microgreens venture more data-driven?
Good question.
It could be simple, just a spreadsheet to track expenses. Or maybe it's investing in that CRM system.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your unique value proposition? What sets you apart?
Those are great questions to think about.
They are. Success is definitely achievable with the right knowledge, planning, and commitment.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
Until next time, happy growing, everyone.